Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the traditional personal finance corner, he hails from Princeton, New Jersey, USA. He is the Sultan of Saving, the Count of Common Sense. Let's get ready for Practical!
Hello, hello, this is Frank Sasso welcoming you to not just any other financial podcast. This is the podcast for all things financial, all things practical, the Practical Guy with Scott Newman. Scott Newman is with me here right now. How are you, Scott?
We are tremendous. We're feeling like Pharrell a little bit, just perpetually happy.
Feeling like Pharrell. Scott, people have called you the Practical Guy. You have apparently saved up to $800,000 by the time you were 50 years old. That is not something that the regular guy can relate to. And yet you call yourself a Practical Guy, a regular guy. No regular guy does that.
Well, I am the regular guy, and look what I'm dressed in, a Practical Guy t-shirt.
This is true.
The thing is people don't think they can do it. And that's why we came up with this show or this whole concept that people look, saving $800,000 is insurmountable, and anybody can do it if you put your mind to it.
Well, how long did that take you?
It took me, let's say, 20-some years. But we did. All we did was put $500 or $600 a month away. We didn't hit the lottery.
Right.
We didn't sit there invest in internet stocks. We just put it away.
Well, now you say we.
And Mrs. Practical Guy.
Mrs. Practical Guy. Yes. Okay, so then really you put away $400,000. Let's be honest.
Right.
$400,000. Right. So that is very smart. You paid yourself every month.
Right. And that's what people don't do. And all you have to do, and I sit there, you go into a budget, you can save a couple hundred dollars, but people will be like, well, I can never do it. I can't do it.
What would you say is the biggest hindrance or obstacle that gets in people's way to make them think they can't do it?
Themselves.
Oh, okay.
Because what happens is, instead of just worrying about yourself and putting the money away, you look at what other people have or you want things and you don't think about what you want. And when I say that, people are like, I go around and joke around, like there's not many people that are perpetually Pharrell,
right,
as I say. And I live a stress-free life because I have the money put away, but it's also not wanting what other people have. You know, as the one of the few people who is a practical guy and also a practicing financial advisor, I get to peek behind the curtain at, let's say, the rich folk, as people say.
Okay.
And the little guy who's trying to save it. People
sure
don't understand. When you see that guy with the BMW or the house, it's typically not paid with cash, and they're borrowing and borrowing.
Right, exactly.
And then what happens is it all comes crashing. Now, meanwhile, the worst thing about you is you say, well, I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to get there, instead of saving and putting your money.
I remember this one commercial. I know my wife, Christina, she goes hysterical every time she saw it. So she says, the guy with the big house and the big lawn and the kids are playing and there's a pool and he's on a tractor or whatever. And there's this big smile on his face like a jack-o'-lantern. And he's riding the mower and he's saying, oh, yeah, my life is great. And I got the big house and all this. And at the very end, he goes, and I'm in debt up to my eyeballs.
And it's great.
That's a lot of people.
It's a great, you said that. We just don't have a savings problem. We have a self-esteem problem here in this country where we think that if we buy the expensive car or the house, we've made it.
Right.
Whereas if you live a comfortable life, one of the biggest powers is living within your means. Mm. Okay. A lot of people who aren't making six figures or whatever, they're saying, oh my God, the power to live within $50,000 or $60,000 a year is a tremendous power that people should take advantage of, but they don't.
Because number one, they don't have the knowledge.
Right.
They're perishing for a lack of knowledge. Number two, they don't have the experience to be able to implement saving techniques and things like that. And number three, honestly, I think they're just living a life of fear.
It is a lot of fear because everybody just wants to get through the day here. Oh my God, what's going to happen? And we did, like, for instance, I sit there and I say, well, why do you have 6 months of savings put away?
Mm.
People are like, well, that's crazy. Because you know what? How many people's days are ruined? Oh, my God, I had a flat tire. Oh, my God, my alternator went. And it ruins their whole day.
Oh, that's it. The whole day. The whole week.
It's almost like they felt like, oh, my God, my house was just burned down. My wife
right
left me. You know, now my wife's sleeping with a milkman. And the thing is, they can't understand that builds a foundation for you. When you have the money, so what if my car went?
Right.
And you're living with a powerful life that people don't understand. And the thing about it today is people say you need millions to retire, and they say, I'm never going to retire. Well, if you save $400,000 or $500,000 or $250,000, if you live within your means, you're going to get there. If you go and buy stuff and have to feed this lifestyle, you're going to be that hamster in the habit trail for the rest of your life.
That's right. Living a life of quiet desperation from paycheck to paycheck. You know, I heard once that most people are 90 days from bankruptcy.
Right.
Honestly, I think most people are 90 minutes from bankruptcy with the way they handle their money today.
There's no doubt, and we're passing that along to kids. But, you know, I really appreciate us, you know, starting this show, because the reason is I've been there. I'm a financial advisor. Mm. I was an investigative producer for ABC and NBC News. And I investigated companies. I watched people lose their life savings. I want to bring this power that we have, that I know, to other people and let them try to live within their means, become stronger. And I joke because we have this thing called Occupy Wall Street where these guys sit on the lawn. Well, I'm going to show you, if you put money away every month, how you can beat Wall Street at their own game.
Interesting.
But you have to put the work involved and you have to protect yourself. Just do the simple smart things. If you have kids, buy insurance. It seems like it's crazy. But if you do that, you want to prevent calamities and build a reserve.
So I'm smelling a foundational belief here. It's almost like money management for your street,
right,
not Wall Street.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And what is Wall Street? People look at it. It's the guys in the suits with the slick back hair. They're getting all hot chicks. They're driving cars.
Right.
It's all excess.
Yeah.
And if you want to get back with these guys, just live within your freaking means.
Well, that is the point of the Practical Guy podcast. That is what we are endeavoring to bring across to you, the listener,
right,
who might be struggling with, you know what, I don't know what to do. I make enough money. My wife works. I work. We make money. We have a mortgage. We know, you know, we're doing okay, but God forbid something happens to one of those two breadwinners. That's it.
Right.
I mean, I know John Paul Getty, Getty Gas Stations.
Right.
He said, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own effort. Because, you know, if something happened to him, there goes his effort, there goes his money.
Right.
This show is designed to lead and guide you down the financial path of success and to success. Now, Scott, let's talk a little bit about basically how the format of this show is going to work. This is going to be an interactive show. This is not, you know, just some talking people in your car or in your iPod at work. This is your show, John Q. Listener.
It's John Q. Public, isn't it?
John Q. Public?
Yeah.
Well, I think for the podcast, it would be for the John Q. Listener. But that's me. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
Or maybe it's John Q. P. Guy Listener.
John Q. P. Guy, Gary Coleman fan.
Right,
listener.
There you go. All right,
I gotta get Gary Coleman in there.
That's
it. Once a month, we're gonna have a Q&A. Where listeners can write in, either on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio or the website practicalguy.com. They can write in reviews, write in their questions, and we will then answer them. I'll ask the question, you can answer it, and then they'll be like, hey, he answered my question. And that's going to help the person that maybe you can't get to, maybe in California or Kansas or, you know, Arkansas.
Right.
Well, some people say Arkansas.
Right.
They pronounce it Arkansas.
Right.
That's a whole other show.
Right.
Anyway, we're also going to have, once a month or so, or however we work it, will be Scott's own private thoughts, where it'll just be Scott.
Right.
Ooh.
Not in a Speedo and a Whirlpool. Not those type of private thoughts.
Dude, that's a whole, you know, there are programs for that.
That's true.
But we're also going to have interviews. People coming on the show that you are going to actually interview, ask questions, like, who's some of the people you're thinking about?
Dodgers general manager Fred Clare,
who
these are people, though, that a lot of people may know or whatever, but Fred Clare is one Dodgers general manager who's lived within his means.
Mm.
It's a theme here of a lot of people, they think celebrities or even, again, people who are not full of themselves.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's great.
Because these are people, again, that live within their means, they do the job, they put the work in. And, you know, one of the things we hope to bring with the show is that, okay, you're going to need the jackhammer. You're going to need to put the work in, but we're going to tell you the straight crap here, the straight way to do this. No sales, none of this stuff. We're going to tell
gimmicks.
You, no gimmicks. You want to get there, we'll get you there, as long as you're willing to put the work in.
That's it.
To do it. Because you know what? It. There's not a lot of secrets.
And you know what's cool? What's in it for us? The podcast is free.
Right.
This is free information, folks.
Yeah.
You ain't getting this on Wall Street.
And I'm going to tell you, as a financial advisor, you go to these sales seminars, they tell you, confuse the customer because that way you can charge more.
They actually tell you that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm like, this is insanity. You can get this for free. You're dealing with somebody who's put his retirement away. He doesn't have to sell you anything. There's not many things I can do. I can't hammer a nail.
I don't believe that, but okay.
What?
I think you'd hammer a nail.
No, you've never seen me. My
really?
Wife does all the handyman.
Does she really? Okay.
I do the grocery shopping because I use coupons.
I'll keep that in mind. Well, that makes sense. I can actually see. You know what? I'm sorry. I can actually see that.
But what we want to do is I want to bring these blessings and these insights and behind the scenes tips to people out there so they don't get taken by people.
Mm.
But make no mistake, this isn't easy. As we talk about, you know, on TV, I'm going to hit the lottery. Okay.
Right.
You're not hitting the lottery. Okay. There's no chance. That's basically a tax on the poor, what the lottery is.
Mm.
Okay. What do we also talk about? We talk about guy on the radio go, I'm going to line it up and we're going to go flip houses and we're going to do that and you're going to make a fortune. If that guy could flip houses, wouldn't he just buy 15 houses himself
and flip them
and retire? He doesn't have the answer. He wants to sell you a course.
Mm.
That's all he wants. And the thing about it is we can teach you something that someone can do is to get rich slowly. Because there's no scheme out there to get rich quickly. There isn't.
Yeah.
That I found.
Right.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, anything worth talking about.
And if all of our listeners can do that, why don't they get rich quickly and then send us $10,000 a piece.
Yeah.
The podcast. We'll give it to charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But if they have a way to do this, if you have a way to get the winning lottery numbers 4 days early or buy real estate with little or no money down or pick stocks, please call us and let us know.
But you know, even if there was a way to pick the winning lottery, most people, they'd hit it.
Right.
And 2 years later, 2 years, I'm being nice, they'd be not only broke again, but they'd be, if they won $1 million, they'd be a million in debt.
Right.
Because why? Because they didn't change their mindset.
Right. They don't. And you know, you look at it, because you have these pictures. I think when you hit the lottery and they have this picture, I think it's people of like 40 nationalities, right? And they all work in a factory.
Right, that's, with the big check.
That's usually they win. That's not real life. But look at that. And everybody's sitting there for that day. We chip in with our other employees because we hate our jobs and we're going to put our dollars in. How about just putting $200 or $300 a month away
right.
for those 20 years? And look how you'd be.
It builds it slow and steady, wins the race.
Right.
Slow
Instead
and
of
steady.
Wishing upon a star. What was that? You know, that was that Disney thing when you
wish. When you wish upon a star. We got to stop singing.
That's what people do. Instead of. Okay.
Yeah.
There's ways out there to
right.
to do that. We can teach you down there how it's not wise to pay off your mortgage faster than something else. We're going to be
See, now that's
there.
Another thing. I don't, my wife and I, we bought our house cash. We don't have a mortgage.
Right.
And now you're telling me, no. Right. It's okay to have a mortgage because you can actually, that's kind of like the only debt you can actually make money with.
Right. It becomes, when you believe you're going to pay off your mortgage, becomes a peace of mind thing. Now I don't have to go work for the man. But the easy thing is let's say you're able to pay your bills and not be a numbnut, as I say, where, you know, you're sitting there, oh my God, I can't make the bills. There are investments now. There are no guarantees out there, but traditionally they've performed averaging about 7%.
Okay.
With the caveat that you're locked into these for 10 years.
Like 10 years. Okay. Right.
But you're paying back, let's say your mortgage right now, 30-year mortgage rates are at 4.3%.
Okay.
You also get a tax deduction. So you're borrowing that money at about 3.4%, 3.5%. Okay? So you're paying back at 3 or 4 or 3.5% when you could get 7%.
Right, so it's like you're paying back the principal.
You're paying back
like three times over
right.
by the time you're done.
Right.
Yeah.
It's and people don't understand that they have the power to do that just by paying their bills.
No, I certainly didn't understand that.
And it's not a good thing to have a lot of equity in your house. Now, why is that? Because there's a big fear factor. Oh my God, my payment could be higher or doing that. It seems uncommon or antithetical, to borrow one of the big words, to people. But we can teach you, as long as you can live within your means and do that, take advantage of the bank lending that money to you.
This show is going to bless a lot of people. It's going to help a lot of people. And listeners, I hope you're listening right now to this, because this is going to turn the financial world on its ear as far as financial planning and advice goes. You brought up something before about celebrities. What's your fascination with Gary Coleman? What is that?
Because Gary Coleman is the poster child for the practical guy.
Why is that? I thought you were the poster child.
No.
For the practical guy.
So if I had a face like Gary Coleman...
You have a face. It's like the Target logo on your t-shirt. It's your face.
It is.
So what are you talking about?
Gary Coleman. Look at Gary Coleman. Now, this was back... God, I think you just when television was invented. No, it was... Gary Coleman was bigger than LeBron James. He was bigger, and no one could probably be bigger than him anyway. He was on the cover of Life magazine.
And he
was making about $15 million a year.
For those of you who don't know who Gary Coleman was, or remember Gary Coleman, Gary Coleman played Arnold Drummond on the hit show Different Strokes. Where this rich guy was the adopter to
the great
black
Conrad
kids.
Bain, yeah.
Conrad Baines, and he adopts Willis and Arnold,
right.
And they live with him and his daughter Kimberly,
yeah.
And the maid Charlotte Ray,
right.
The great Charlotte Ray.
Yeah.
It disturbs me that I know this much about Different Strokes. In any event, that's who Gary Coleman was. You can YouTube him, Gary Coleman. Now, but your fascination with him, why is he the poster child for the practical guy?
Because here's a guy who was making $15 million a year.
Okay. Okay?
And you look at $15 million back then.
Back then.
Okay. And what happened is the guy ended up working as a security guard. Not only that, he had people, basically his parents had taken money, but he went and spent everything.
Yeah.
Here he was. He couldn't even find a job after that. Because he didn't realize that, hey, number one, putting the money away. Number two, I'm probably not going to make this.
Right.
To do this.
Right.
And it was a shame. I mean, it was laughed at. It was unbelievable. And it became, he actually did a movie where, actually, this is really terrible, but Gary Coleman was forced to do a nude scene.
You're kidding me.
No. It was one of the greatest,
Oh my goodness gracious.
But here he is. He ended up having to do that for $1,500.
You're serious?
Yeah.
So here's a guy who's making more than $1 million a month.
Yeah.
Gets forced to get a job as a security guard.
Right.
And then does a nude scene for $1,500.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? But he's not. There are a lot of people out there. People that have lost a lot of things. If you just again live it within your means and do it. That's the theme of this. But Gary Coleman really is the poster child he's the one where they used to do the cans that would sit on the counter with like Easter seals. Gary Coleman is. If
that's
we were
right.
Collecting for the practical guy,
it'd be Gary Coleman. Oh my goodness. And Gary Coleman has left us. He passed away a few years ago, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, my goodness.
And you know what? This was really one of my crowning moments. But Gary Coleman was sitting there. They were arguing. They didn't even have enough money to bury him.
Really?
And you talk about the internet. He was on TMZ. His wife and his family were arguing over his body. So I picked up the phone and offered to pay $2,000 to bury Gary.
Are you serious?
No, and his lawyer said, this is the first time a fan has stepped up. And what happened is his wife wouldn't take the offer.
What?
Yes. So finally, after all the legal wrangling, he was finally buried. But he was in a freezer like Ted Williams.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what
happened. That is horrible.
Well,
I want to shift gears here a minute.
Right.
Maybe
shift gears from
a lighter
from
note.
Gary Coleman, a nude scene...
yeah. Because if this is any indication of where this show is going, right. It's all downhill from here. All right, well, I'll tell you what, Scott. I think we are at that moment where we can actually end the first episode. Is there anything on your heart that you want to just kind of get out there?
Just that I hope people will tune in because you're going to learn a lot and we're going to teach you how to, the little guy or people don't think they can save or move forward. We're going to give them some inside tips that you've never seen before from a guy who's in the business with nothing to lose.
I like this already. I'm going to listen myself. I can't wait. I can't wait for this first episode to come out. Well, with that, we'd like to thank you once again for spending your precious time with The Practical Guy. I mean, our goal is to educate and entertain you, so let us know how we're doing by going to practicalguy.com and tune in again next week for more about money management for your street,
but not Wall Street.
Let's get ready to practical!
Follow The Practical Guy on Twitter at The Practical Guy. Like The Practical Guy Facebook page. Subscribe to The Practical Guy YouTube channel and visit PracticalGuy.com. This podcast is a River City eMarketing production, so be sure to also visit RiverCityEMarketing.com today. The Practical Guy. Money management for your street, not Wall Street.